The final task of the EdTech Creative Collective is to talk about what we've achieved or gained during the course of the course, if you want to call it that. I guess, in its most simple form, I've gained some links to new resources that I might not otherwise have come across, online tools and so forth that I might not have used before. I've also got a better appreciation of what the design process entails. I would normally tend to start addressing an issue that I wanted to resolve by careering off down a single pathway, whereas people with a better understanding of the design process tend to consider lots of alternatives before they start their journey. And I think I hadn't understood that or appreciated it, but I'm not saying it'll change the way I do things, but at least I understand that now. I've certainly done some things that I would have been incredibly unlikely to do, like writing a piece of fiction. That's something that it's never appealed to me. So, in a sense, being forced to do it encourages you to stretch yourself a little bit further than you might have been likely to do so otherwise. I've really appreciated the opportunity to have a little glimpse, at least, into the way that other people undertake a task or approach an activity. In being able to do that, you're sort of holding up a mirror and reflecting back on the way that you do things and thinking about the strengths and weaknesses of your approach. So I think it's a reflexive process, that the act of observing someone else encourages you to look back at yourself. Perhaps the most important thing I've gained, and I would think maybe one of the reasons why I started it in the first place, is you gain new contacts. I think that once you've had a reason for coming together, even though it's only been short-lived over a few weeks and the number of interactions haven't been enormous, you do have a sense of community, a sense of kinship almost. And I felt that when you make initial contacts online, which are sustained even over a short period, it really changes the way that you meet those people in real life if you ever get that opportunity. You approach them almost as, not exactly as a long-lost friend, but certainly as somebody that you already know.